Okay,
this is the Shiloh. So we have now, starting from this week, we have about 3 weeks left or so. So today we're going to push at least towards the last sukkah in Shem Amalav. So I'll tell you what we have left, and we have to be machlit how we want to be mamshich zayin. Okay. I think at the beginning of next week, I want to do, which is really Shem and Bey, is where it comes in. And all the Achmanim are stuck to the Shem and Ayin Bey is Sheila Svarim. That the difference, that it could be that there's a different halacha when you borrow Svarim, that you don't have the Sheila doesn't have a din of regular Sheila. So that's what we're going to do, I think, at least in the beginning of next week. After that, there's a little bit of time in Nitan, which I think I'm going to skip. If this one claims this, and the Bible claims other thing, that's I don't want to get into so much. It's more negeh what happens in Beis Din.
No, you have to know how to be tied in this.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave that to you. So the shaila is like this. A Bible of Imai I want to do, because even though, you know, it sounds like it's not Senegea, but Bible of Imai is more Negea, it comes in, the Dina Bible of Imai will definitely come up. So Bible of Imai is Shin Mem Vav. It's not so short, but a lot of the halachas are not so, you know, a lot of them can go pretty quickly. So I'd like to do Bible of Imai. Now, there are, you know, things that we can do in Shoyal that I'm not. But the Shiloh is what the Goyim wants to do, Shol Shol Midas.
Yeah.
That's the Shiloh.
What's the between the one and
the and finishing off Shiloh at HaSoif, meaning all the other, you know, besides Bailiv. So Bailiv Imai will take us like a week and a half, probably. Bailiv Imai, well, Kalan Oshaleh, we're going to see with the Shiloh Svarim is Kalan Oshaleh.
Last week?
No, so the Shiloh, no, but there's halachas in between, like Shem and Malach. Shem and Malach is not the most negatic halachas. The Sugya we're going to see today. Just put them in the middle. I know. So I'm cashing again that you have the last 2 days also. You have Sunday, Monday, Thursday. It's 3 weeks.
You get
right?
Your money.
It's really 3 weeks, right? So this is the Shiloh. The Shiloh is whether, if you want, I can finish off, I can just do with the Eilu, whatever's left in Shiloh. Or we can do Shol Shol Midas, which is a Sugya in itself, but it's obviously connected with Shiloh because Andrew is our child.
Next man is no Shiloh.
Next man, I don't think. I'm starting now. I think unless I want to do something else, but otherwise I'll do a show something. If you want to do something else, I'm willing to hear suggestions. But otherwise, a show something, I think, is one of the most negative things that cut in Chayshu Mishpat, for sure. The person has to pass for himself on the spur of the moment. He doesn't have, you know, he can't. Very often, the person doesn't have an opportunity to ask a rav.
I know
it's not as negative. Well, I'm sorry to say. I mean, I'm happy to say, it's not as negative. I know. Shos Aveda happens all the time. People always want to know about a Shos Aveda. So the people always say, hey, listen, I was leaning for a Shos Aveda. So I don't know. It's not a whole Zman. It is. We can do Hasagas. The Sugya of Hasagas is not even a Chil Gimel. I would do Hasagas Kavul together with Onyan Hapif Lecharora. And Yerdol Nischavera, those halachot you mean by Sada School, so.
Oh.
Right? Yerdol Nischavera, what, opening up a business, that type of thing. That's what you mean by Sada School?
Yeah, using a computer stuff.
No, that's not a Sada School.
That's
a Zayl. That's a Zayl. That's a Zayl. Sada School in our vernacular, I think, is the Sugya of Yerdol Nischavera, which is in Kuf.
That's the Shiloh.
Whether it's Lifnei Iver, because he's being over Nisr to open. So Shiloh's you let a shop. All these good Shilohs that we have. So that's those things go together. You have Anirach Macharora, which is only one sif in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a whole sugya Anirach Macharora. And then you have your Lomis Chaver, which is a big issue. All the businessmen want to know what the halachas on Anirach Macharora. People want to know what the halachas on Anirach Macharora is when different stores open and different things. So that's a sugya. You can do it. It's not a whole zman.
That's an elzman.
I was thinking about doing that elzman. If you want to know the truth. That's what I was thinking of doing in Al-Zman, Alim Hapech, with your Rav Chavera. There's a very big problem up with the other. For the people that don't enjoy seeing Shuvah so much, it's a problem. Because it's not so much. You can get the Rishayim, and you see the Shulchan Aruch Darkei Moshe, but Lamaisa, modern, the how commerce developed and how competition works nowadays, you have to see the children, you have to see the Panam Iris, you have to see the Chum Sefer, you have to see, you know, how they all go. It's hard for some people if they, you know, to put up the children. Lamaisa, that a lot of the halacha lamaisa is found in the Jews. There's different chayim all over about. You know, they used to come because the one year opened up the bar. The Gleilus, the other that had already a license to open up a bar, and he made a cheaper price, and all the guys just go to him, not to him. So they always just go to the big rabbonim to find out whether Taibasa or Taibasa. So that's
one thing
that the
Hidra could hear is pharmacies. By law in Israel, you can't open a pharmacy within maybe 2 or 3 city blocks of another one.
Yeah. That's where the Taibasa Taibas Lakuchas.
That's not true. The Ma'am shows on that because
Because there's another halacha that there's a couple of halachas in Bible Vimo that will take a little bit of a longer time. There's the etam halachas of Bible Vimo, but besides etam halachas of Bible Vimo, but the question is what you want to hear chabura on that time.
It's a
shalat chabura. Or what you want to learn. I from my experience, when people say, I'll take the Marmar Kavis to finish Rubin's Manan, that doesn't always happen. To finish over Ben's Manam. And I what? The first week we come back, I give a chavurah on what we're doing. I could do that if I want.
What is that?
To do Baal Vimo on ourselves. So the thing is, there's a couple of sugars of Baal Vimo take a little bit longer. One of the main sugars of Baal Vimo is the sugi of a wife. When a wife borrows something, whether there's a din of Baal Vimo, there's whole Zman, Shushainer, Marishainer of Adam. With a wife, with a woman that borrows something, whether it's Baal Vimo because of her husband or not, it's a whole, or there's Zakonis Chachamim. But okay, listen, we can try if you want. But the question is, what do I want to concentrate more on? Okay, we'll think about it. Anyway, for now, I want to talk about. Huh? Anyway, where did I get to last Chavurah?
You know?
I finished Shemem? Huh? I did?
Okay, fine.
So let's start with Shemem. Shemem is, like I said, I don't know how far the Elam got, but I'm not going to try to get close to them. It's basically the one you say that comes on Shemem. The Gemara Makkah says that Amalvas Chaveri Samhavas is Shleshavim. As I said, Gemara Makkah got signed over Alpeh, signed over Bishtar. So the Gemara, so the Rishonim declare what's Halacha by Sheila. When you go ahead and you borrow Chepetz, do we say, if you don't say a word, how long is the Sheila for? So the Rabbi Natan held that the same way you say Samhavas Shleshavim, also Sam Sheila is also going to be Shleshavim. And she says, Rabbi Natan, there's no difference between Sheila and Hava. If I don't say anything, and I make I do a meshicha, and once I do a meshicha, the mashal can no longer be chayzer from the she'ela. And even if he wants to go ahead and give it back and take it back, he can't. That's just a bit of time. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says that some she'ela is could be even for his man muat, and therefore it's mutter even for a short time after the she'ela took place. For the mashal to take the chayfetz back, he brings raya's to Rashi and Shabbos about the difference between hashileni and alveni. The hashileni is for a short time, alveni is for a long time. That's why you write it. So that's why the tour, when he brings down the salach, he brings down Shem Rashi and the Rosh, because often a Rashi in after Shabbos that she'ela is something that you can be teveh after a short time. That's why it's mutter to say hashileni for Shabbos, but it's also to say alveni on Shabbos. So alveni is something that people would write. Okay, so it comes out that it's a machlik. There is this machlik sushem between alveni tam and the Rosh. Whether when we say stam, when a person lends something stam, at what point could the mashal be teveyed back? Halach l'maisa, the Rav Yishenim go now like Rabbi Natan, especially there's rice in the Gemara, not like Rabbi Natan, and therefore we say, Asher chaver kliyeh behem stam, hari mashal teveyeh v'chalishah yirtzeh. you know, the marshal can go ahead and be teveya it whenever he wants. So that means it's limited, the amount of time that a shayl can go ahead and use something if he borrowed it without specifying a time. If there's no time that's specified, where there's no malacha that was specified, as we're going to see, then the amount of time that he can use it is, if the marshal wants to get it, take it back, then there's no question that he's able to take it back. That, even though that's true, but as it's mavur, if you borrow it for a specific thing, it seems pretty clear later on in halacha. You borrow it, I need to borrow your hammer to build my sukkah, or I want to borrow your screwdriver to screw in. Let's say this is the shiloh one time someone said. They said can I borrow your screwdriver? So now, why would someone want, so a couple, a little, 15 minutes after you borrow the screwdriver, the mashal wanted it back. The question is, does the mashal have to be to the screwdriver back? Now, what's nichlal in borrowing the screwdriver?
If it's sukkah's time, then...
It's mukhah, it's for sukkah. Okay, so that could be. So the pisle shu over here brings out for the tumen, and he says that if you borrow it for a specific thing, the kardo of akeyabai, it's not nichlal pam achas of akeyabai. At least one time you need to give it to him and leave it by him in order that he can chop wood for that one time. That's what the tumim says over there. So the mail is going to be the same thing over here. If you borrowed it for a specific purpose, so at least one time you have a right to leave it for him. So if someone borrows a hammer,
wrong taste.
Huh?
Because the Rambam is funny also.
Which one?
The Shulchan says more like you need a normal time for him to do this task. Rambam says let him finish the task and then return.
Right. The question is, what did you do? If he could use it,
I think
how are you magdiv this halacha? I hear you're already being ma'ir, but the question is how you're magdiv. In other words, let's say someone borrows a hammer. So you don't know why he's borrowing a hammer, but he doesn't say why. But for sure he's borrowing it for a reason. See, that's the first interesting thing, right? People don't borrow hammers for no reason. So there's some sort of malacha that he wants to do with it. So how are you going to leave it? Because as the Torah says, for some sort of malacha, he did borrow it. So how long, at what point do you have a right to be teveya? So what's the, well, I was trying to think, what an example of a very short, like the Torah says, what do you have to give it to him in order to be vakeya tamachas. So when someone borrows a hammer from you, so what's the malacha kala, the shortest.
Bang one thing, a nail one thing.
One to bang, to bang a nail into wall, so put up a picture.
No, the nail's sticking out.
Bang the nail one thing.
Yeah.
No, the nail's sticking out.
The nail's sticking out.
The nail's sticking out of the bench. Okay. Very good. Okay.
I agree.
That's right. That's what the mashmas of the tumim is.
You don't need
something. Huh?
You don't
have something.
More.
Stop. Yeah, so I'm asking that for even a very, very short time, how long does it take? 30 seconds, right? So the question is, you let them for 30 seconds and then you can take it back? That's what the halacha says over here. So obviously, it doesn't mean that. What it means is that within the normal amount of time that a person, when he borrows something, would use it for this malacha. Like you were saying before, if someone borrows a hammer, is he mechuyev the second he comes home to bang it in? And if he doesn't bang it in the second he comes home, the guy has a tefiya to take it back? It's hard to. Yes. I'm not 100% sure.
Yes, so come on.
But
there's to go by the nail, there's to go by the language.
Whatever is considered.
Would it be related?
No. No, I don't think that. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with this man.
And on Friday afternoon, he borrows a shaver. What's the name of
the shaver?
Paper shaver. Can you wait around an hour? Friday afternoon is very important.
Now, I want to know. All I'm trying to say is, whatever is considered the shia that he's able to have with the thing is the normal amount of time that a person is shaya when he borrows when he would borrow an object. If some people are shaya, the second he comes home, he's do that. His wife needs to do a malacha kala for him before he comes in. Before he bangs in the wall.
The reason why you soon put ideas into the equation. If you want to get a point that you lay the ramp and I just didn't do it yet, they're going to do it. That I understand why the time should start then. But if I have a legitimate reason, then there's no reason why I should have to get.
See, that's not. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if Einstein plays a factor.
Doesn't play a factor, but I have to have the opportunity to do it. I didn't have that.
Right. The question, the shaila is. The way you would have to monitor your chiddush is say that stam das hamasho is taken into account that if Einstein happened, he's willing to be a factor on the zman hashayla, which is make a taste.
Yeah, I was tired that day. That wouldn't work.
Right. I hear, but you're saying, but it's not. It's not.
It's not
specific. It's not case specific. Did I have the opportunity? Did I not have the opportunity? That's not Shtel Zahar Kashir. It's not true. No, we're handling here a closed to Kashir.
No, it's not.
It is.
I borrowed it from my. You don't even know what my privacy to Malach is going to be. Whether I have to knock a hole to my wall or knock a nail, right? You don't even know what it is.
It doesn't make a difference. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Right, if you don't tell me what you're using it for, you only have a right to use it for the shortest amount of time that you
presumably chose.
No, what now you choose?
Maybe that's not you. You choose. You use this same thing.
I don't care, but you didn't tell me.
But you're saying.
You didn't tell me. Right? That's the problem. That's the problem with what you're saying. You didn't tell me what you're borrowing it for. You told me you stopped borrowing this. The halacha is if you stop borrowing it, the mash will be to ban whatever he wants.
So that's the
first thing that a stam shayla. If you borrow something stam lu yitzur, which could happen, especially it happens it's for sure six times at the sukkah. You lend the hammer, you lend your saw, you lend your saw. You go knocking on the door, give it back to me. I still need it. You're going to be mocking me and building my sukkah. You know, he tries to hold on to it for another couple of hours. The question is whether you have a right to be tevei it back or not. And the answer is that he said that derkal you have the right to be tevei it back. The question is like you said. The shaila is at the end of the day. You hear here according to what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. He's saying that everyone knows you take a break for lunch and you take a thing. You know, you build the sukkah. So one day today, you know, it takes a little bit longer to build it. You have to go inside. You have to cool off. You have 1,000 things to do in between. Is Rabbi Yehuda? If I could go to the shul to buy a lulav and aser also. So you're saying that Mamela, if I borrow the guy's saw to cut the wood in order to do it, that's and it's called the shaila for 2 days. That's what you're saying, basically.
It's whatever opportunity is, not to take breaks, not to go to
school.
Whatever the opportunity means, that's the verdict. That's the Yisrael of assuming. It is the opportunity to build it.
Right, so
that's my
thing. So that is the shaila. What is called opportunity to build it? If this sukkah takes 2 hours to build, so then you have 2 hours to tomorrow. That's it. There was an item happened in the wing. We don't care. I don't care.
So you're saying,
punish
the dog. I think the chiddush is what you're saying, because now you're saying that every time you shut up, now this is a 2 hour thing, and now the essence, even though it says malacha, you have 2 hours.
Right,
2 hours on the clock.
About it. That's pashut.
That's in the 2 minutes?
Yeah, for sure. Fine. I don't know. But here, most of the time, you know, see the whole halacha is interesting because Bidera Klal was Shoyel, a Mashal, is a nice person. All right, he lends out his stuff to other people. So usually, this type of thing could be worked out,
I highly doubt it was a Bezin.
No, okay. These things don't go to Bezin. No, the question is, no. So the question is whether to be a right to be Tavir. People always want to know, do I have a right to be Tavir? Right.
Best thing is to say, give it out. I'm giving you two for half a day, or for a certain amount of time.
When he doesn't
give back, that's what people. That's fine. That's tonight. That's a tonight. The shayla is considered.
I don't assume that's
the same. But people have to, have to say it. That's the thing.
You have to say it. Bring it back soon.
Soon as it's soon as it's That's the key, yeah. So anyway, so
listen, like I said, the Derek Klal, this halacha is not as nagia, because usually the mashal can work it out.
The shaila is the Derek Klal is only if it's in a matzis, is a zman bachlus, and the shaila is saying, oh, I need it badly, please, whatever. Could the mashal say, listen, what I was supposed to do, I have a right to take it back. In other words, the question is that the mashal could be machriach. The shayel to give the chifetz back in the matzah where he needs a thing.
Yeah. Anyway, so so it says so that's the first halacha. The first halacha is that by stam she'elah holds much yirtzav with the tanai of the tumim that if he says a specific thing that he wants to use it for, so then you're locked into that specific thing and the zman is extended. Depending on what that thing is that you had borrowed you had borrowed the chayfetz for, okay. The halacha ends off over here. I'll talk about it now because before I get into the prati demon later, says afilu meis hashayel. Even if the shayel dies, hayayarshim mishtamshim b'sheilat seif hazman.
This is already in Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, the mechaber already speaks out, and the rabbi speaks out. That you have a right to go ahead and use it until the seif hazman of the chayfetz. You have a right to go ahead and use it. Right? So that's what we're going to see. That since the zman hasheila had started already, so even though the yarshim themselves did not personally borrow it from the mashil, but the schus, as the rishonim speak out, a chayfetz hashol is konui to the person. Since it's konui to the person, so the yarshim have a right to go ahead and use it, regardless of whether they got specific rishos from the mashal or not. Right? That's their halacha. And we're going to see later on if they do what their halacha is, what din they have, and what we'll see in a couple of minutes. But for that, is an interesting halacha that is nageya, and that's the opposite. What's the opposite case? If the opposite case where the yorshim, right, where the one second, that was shell went it, where the yorshim, right, where the shell went it, where the guy went it, right. The case, the opposite case. The case that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, this is something that's not brought in Shulchan Aruch at all. The case that the Shulchan Aruch talks about is where the Yerusha was on the Chifetz HaShol. There you have a right to go ahead and use it, right? But let's say the Yerusha was mitzad the Mashal, which means the Mashal went out of Chifetz, then the Mashal died. What's our look at that? You hear the case? No, come on. It's a different case, not for all the Gemara. It's not Gemara. The case of the Gemara that discusses that you have a right to use it even after death is mitzvah d'shoyel. So it makes a lot of sense, as the Rishonim say, because it's nikneh to the father, and the father borrowed it for an extended period of time, so the kids can use it too, because the schus she'ela extends to them. So that's all mitzvah if the shoyel dies. The shoyel dies, the yorshim have a schus eshtamshus. What if the mashal dies? The mashal went out of chayfetz, and then the mashal died. And now the yorshim now are the mashal. The mashal's yorshim. What rights does the shoyel never die? The shoyel still around, right? Right? Yaakov died, and now Reuven was kind of the chayfetz. Does the shoyel have a right to use it?
Well, he already bought it from the mashal, kilo shayla. He already has his chosh for 30 days, and now
Not long.
I think they have to be able to give them that, but why should they be able to use it?
About Bittul soon, Bittul in the other way. But the question is whether, if they know it's Shaul, do they have an obligation to go to the Yarshim and ask Vayta?
Why don't we have a Chusi Shtabshis already from the Mashul before he died? 30 days.
Right, so. Whatever. Bittul did have 30 days.
Whatever time period, They may not be born for 30 days, now he died.
What's the plan now?
Bukhair makes sense that Bukhair should come out that the Vayta, when they went ahead, they gave it for that period of time. So the same way someone rents out a deer, you say Sirus, and there's a contract for a year, and then the Maskir dies, the Emsashon Avada, there's a Kenyan already.
Why
right?
is that Pashut? It's Kenyan already.
It's Kenyan already.
Okay.
It's Kenyan already for that time.
And that's right, huh?
Vice versa. Yoshua is very complicated.
Why? Because
they have a coin. Whether Yarshim are able to move in and what the halacha is with Yarshim.
What made them turn
down? That's the Shiloh.
It's
Mesa Sarecher is one of the biggest Shilohs. Usually it says that.
It says
that.
Yes, very complicated.
The thing is, I thought it should say that it's Muslim also Shabbat, but the Rebbe is that
Rebbe is much more cow.
I thought it was
much more cow. That we're going to see that. For sure, but they buy much more cow. So much more complicated is Mesa Secher, and now the question is whether the Yarshim are able to move in, but the Masker can say, listen, it's Masoch Gora, pay for the rest of the year, and I can do what I want. They have to pay because they're not
there. No, he died. The master can't go in. Yeah, he died. Master can't move in and get rid of him. Double jeopardy?
They only have to pay. They have to pay Kabbai's bottle. Meaning there's a wear and tear in the house.
But we have. Someone's left in the market of renting an apartment.
Yeah, could be. Could be. To keep a house empty, for sure. But for sure, it's a big machlokes Yerushalayim. Huge. Huge. It's together with Nisrach Abayis. It's two halachas, right? That happened. That I know halacha Maisa comes up. I mean, I personally never dealt with the case of Mesa to Baruch Hashem, Beit HaSeicher. But Nisrach Abayis, I don't think there was a case not so long ago about Nisrach Abayis. Yeah. Same Shiloh. Whether he's mechuyev to pay for that month.
He pays.
Why? Because the machlokes Yerushalayim, so he got stuck paying. Even though Einus happened, because the Maisi rented it for that, he said, Nechatesi, it's Einus of the Seicher, of the Master, it's Einus of the Seicher, if you pay the rent. Right?
No, quite often the Seicher is high. You know why? Because what happens is, if you put on an extra light, it could blow the fuse.
No.
Where's the fire? No fire. No
fuse. You electric fire. No, because they're both.
No, that's not the one. You want to clear. You want to see that it's
not.
Not handling. I'm not. No, but that's normal extra, usage. Extra, normal extra. Usage. No, no.
Too much. Too much. In Israel, you put too much electricity. Boom, boom. It gets.
As long as you use the house in a normal way, then a circus putter. Many hazekim. Right, that's lightness. The circus putter lights.
Like me, for example, I put a washing on and shin on at the same time as another switch.
You've been living like that for how long already? 3 years. Okay. You'll bring him to change the amperage, it costs me
400 shekels. And you'll live without Agnes Nefesh. He's lived with it already. He's lived, cast it already. Trying it. 20 years. Yeah.
But if someone moves in, he doesn't know. He never knows these things. Change
the amperage for 100 shekels.
I have a safety. Yeah. But if you don't have a safety switch, if every apartment doesn't have a safety switch, they can fire. It's illegal. It's illegal to have a safety switch.
It used to be they used to have the electric boxes, they used to have bypasses. Oh boy. So they shouldn't blow when it was. There's a reason why it blows, you know.
Right?
So the house shouldn't burn down. That's the reason why it blows. That's what I'm saying. You know, you don't want to. You don't
want to. So the did play games with any of these.
But it's a Shia. You're talking about Shia. You're talking about Shia as a Mazik. You're talking about a Mazik. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about a different case. I'm talking about where it was Nisar Abayis, Mesa Secher. Obviously, these things are Einsim. Question is, who have to pay? So that's like Abis Chiros. But Chiros, But like I said, the Shiloh is what the Sfiris is a memkar for the Zman of the Sfiris. It's a memkar. This is Pashut. That if you sell something to, if Chaim sells something to, sells a Chavis to Shmerel, the day after Shmerel buys it, he drops dead. Shmerel, the Yerushim of Shmerel can say, I want to return it because Shmerel was no use for it. Nech the Gatal, he bought it already, he's fired it. So why don't we say the same thing by Sfiris? That's the Shiloh. Can you hear? You hear it, Shpak, no? Huge machlekes of Shiloh. I don't know, you never came across this type of thing?
No, yes.
I've heard cases where, with older, I've heard over the years that I never personally had a deal with it, but the Yarshim are like shocked when they hear this is outside. So usually the halach is going to be that if the almana who died or whatever is prepaid, there's not so much you can do.
Well.
So she bought it for them. So, but the thing is, the question is whether, since they're paying the rent, so they have the Yorkshire have a right to sublet it. But it says in the contract that you can't sublet, so well, you get if the Baldira is a difficult person,
and back to the original,
it could be difficult.
It
could be a lot of back to Snefesh, right here. Well, but that's in the days, but not doing that. Yeah.
Also, if the other children can move on with the whole family.
Right, that for sure, now.
And then rent it to those.
No, it's awesome. You could do Urim is awesome.
Right,
that's awesome. Even subletting. Even if Allah is subletting his mutter, but not for more people. That's for sure. Anyone that sublets here in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's mutter for you to do it because your Baldira does it, but if you don't rent it, if your Urim Shmachah shall Knai Nahara Arba Nashim, you're going to rent it to Mishmachah of 8, 9, it's awesome.
What's
about Baldir himself? Baldir was 9 times before. Say it, but he rented it to
you only with
4. And he understands that there's natural growth, I think. I know for sure that I know people are mad that for sure the bigger families they don't want them running around, especially if the furniture is there. It's a furnished apartment for sure, right? You can hear that they could be mad. But natural population growth, usually the Baldira is okay with, but you know, occasionally once the family has a couple kids and they'll start pressing to get the guy out.
Because
you're interior,
that's the doors, the windows,
the sound. If you don't say anything with Achila about how much, you know, usually the chat is that the person's living in a one bedroom apartment and he has 3 kids, then it's move a meilov already. That's hard to get out, right? So a lot of times, even though, you know, the Baldir wants you out, usually it's not come mamish the thing, but it depends. Very, you know, if you don't write them inside the shtar, and you know that these are people that will have natural population growth, right? You know, you rent your deer now to a young regular Haredi couple. You know that with God's help, it's not going to remain a couple for too long, right? So.
Yeah, but
the
same place,
but you
have
3
little kids and
19 years. Right, they're going to be out. Yeah, I've heard these stories when the Baldir was like, get these people out of my house already.
Well,
he's
doing the next year.
So, but, yeah, if next year you can say that. He doesn't have to renew the contract.
Right.
But that's what they do. They don't renew the contract. If the person is misakish because he wants to stay in the deer, they just don't renew the contract. That's all that they say. If you don't write it in, so then. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's something common enough. You have to be masna, right? That's the halacha like that. If it's chat that these people are mother people, it's a mother zach, then maybe you can start clarifying that it's breach of contract. You're going against the son. But here, having kids,
the door breaks every week, or the mother breaks every week, then you say this.
Yeah, that could be. That's not normal. Yeah. Okay, so.
If you're smart, you fix it yourself and you're
told about it. So I would have thought, we have to see, I have to say it again, but there's a ring with Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, the shayla with Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Loi, if the mashal dies, whether you're mechuyev to go back and ask him for permission to use the chafetz. I'm not sure why, I don't understand the Sfaradas life. I have to dive into it more, what exactly the story is.
Because there's something
Huh?
Because there's something
Yeah, but I hasn't battled the Shayla. What is Kari like the Rishonim say? That's why the Yerushim were able to use the Chayfetz and went through Sad the Shayla, right?
Sometimes when it was caught up, they kick him out. When the homers change, when owners change, then things change with them.
You can't keep in the middle of the contract.
Could you sell something that you left?
Why not?
You could sell it, but you keep the pistol always as close to until after the ship. Same thing with the happens, what happens often with the Bhakti Maskuna. That the maskier sells the dira, the emsas sliros.
You
can't be mighty. Sure, what happened over there?
They
why so much? Some bought the house and said Hatzach Rabba. Not because there was no contract.
Right.
For sure. If there's a contract, then.
But sure, they don't have a debt. Then how many days or something?
They
lost. Makes sense. They don't have a contract. Something that they don't talk about. What you think that you could sell? What? 30 days out. They gave 30 days probably.
There's no contract.
I heard that they're kicked out. I heard the whole thing going on now.
Huh?
The fire. The show was that became homeless. They became homeless. There's no shelter anymore. Yeah. They're going to Bezna. They're going to court today. Today, you think?
They got shelter.
Yeah, they're going to court now. They're going to take them to court.
They got taken
care of? Yeah, little because of the trailers, yeah. Shloy was squatting.
Wasn't there trailers to go into?
Huh?
Wasn't there trailers to go into?
Someone laid out money. There was a shetach that's from Mifnasi Tziburi in the Chol Paran. And there was a discussion who was going to be zeich in it. So the last Friday, gosh, I don't know if that's part of these things. Last Friday, someone dished out $100,000 and plopped down 3 trailers on the plot. On the plot, that's up for discussion. And I think they're going to do it. We have to come to court now because it wasn't. They didn't give it to them officially.
Ouch.
I don't know what's going on over there. I know, so it's like one of these things. So,
we break the law, and you're in trouble.
Huh?
It's a risk. The guy doing the same risk.
No, they can't destroy the trailers.
No, you could kick out.
Well, eventually they can kick you out. What I heard was if they catch you within 24 hours, they can remove the trailers. But if not, they have to take you to court to get you out. That's what I heard.
Why did they catch
it? Huh? They put it in Friday afternoon. Thursday night, maybe late Thursday night.
Not for the Arabs. They put houses over Shabbos.
They're much more machmer on the Jews. Anyway, this was a shetach that was shown in Machlokes anyway. There's a lot of people fighting over it. So
no, it's because
it was a tefillah.
You have no right to take someone else. It's open for a lot of people. Why
it's not for a lot of people. It's open for one person who's going
to fight.
I was being mahafach, and then this person was typhusing, called the Umvar.
Oh, my. What do you call
the Umvar? There's nowhere else to go this week.
Right. That's why they're going to court.
Not like one guy without strokes.
It says over here, weiter, it says if you go, it says different things, these things are not so negated so much. Yashol pundit mi chaveira, yashol for one night, shvisa, 2 nights, for mishta, 7 days, all these different things. Elechanami, if you mention a specific thing that you're borrowing it for, then whatever the spam thing is for that time, then that's what it's for.
So, something called the United States in California.
Yeah. So, how long is that for?
It seems like the guys keep people out for a couple of days.
Yeah, I don't know how long Chassam, but at all.
Well, shouldn't it be at least 4 days?
I thought this is right. See, if you want to talk about different cases,
it's 7 days.
That's a Chassam Kali 7 days?
No, they don't get 30 days.
They get 30 days?
No, they shouldn't get 30 days.
Because Bartholomew, Mishnah.
No, because the sons have to make a wedding. The sons, they don't make the wedding have to.
Whatever is normal. It's normal for a chassan council every 7 days because
it's been a week, something like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, then I'll listen to what the story is. L'dugma, it's very negated by people chaylam apart. So there's pasha that as long as the person that they're being metapled with is in the hospital, that's how long the shayla is for. Right, that's pasha, right?
I hear.
These chassan kala apartments. What is
it? What
the chassan Arkham apartments? It's these things.
You could charge money. That's what they did in Kisigay. They used to have people come from Israel. They would stay. They started charging, you know, daily.
Okay, the base of Avel, the halacha is also, there's a shaila in base of Avel, the Elam Saw, probably Machlek, Rambam, and Rosh, how long base of Avel is, whether just to kind of go back and forth, or it's just until that Avelus is over. There's this interesting halacha with base of Avel, Stam, it's Bikr, brought in a Yerodea, that someone that borrows a shirt from, that borrows a garment from someone, and he says, I'm going to be Mavaka Chayla, and while the person is there, the chayla dies, so kriya, it's mutter to be kareya begada. And he has to reimburse the person. But even though normally to go ahead and do this type of thing about his aser, but since you told him that he was going to be mevakeh chayla, so that's enough of a. That's enough, and the person gave permission to go ahead and do that. That's enough of a heads up to allow him to do kriya. Okay. That's the halacha.
So if he goes to like a wedding, he's requiring this for a wedding, then he can start doing kazaskas, and then it would depend.
Yeah, but that's the mitzvah.
So he does kazaskas, he does swirls, he does anything he can do, and then he gets from us.
If it's tight, I mean, if the suit is all tight on him, and that's why it's split. I'm not sure exactly what to say.
So this goes over, right?
The guy did what's it called?
That's split.
Yeah. I don't think we can do that. Some people can do it, you know. Anyway, so there is, and I thought it was a pasuk of shaila. The Nashra Kotten has a shaila about a kala that borrowed a simos kala from a kamach, and her chasan was supposed to be on chesad. Man, so it says chesad adar. What's today? Dalit? Hey, Dalit. Chesad adar. Lamaisa, for some reason, the chasan got pushed off 2 weeks to chaf dalit. So she said, Lamaisa, I borrowed it for my chasana, so Lamila, I can take it for my chasana. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? You borrowed for Dalit, for Chavdalim, we had someone else lined up. That was the Shaila. You like the Shaila? I thought it was Tosha.
Well, she just gave it back, I would say.
That she had no right to the
thing. But it was not, because they have all these people waiting for mine. But they gave the diagnosis to use it.
So right, that was the Shaila. I don't know, that's the Shaila over here. I borrowed it for the chasana. Here's the Shaila. This is worse. You should know why it's worse. I'll tell you why it's worse.
The Gemach didn't push off the wedding.
And she said she wants it for her chasana. So her chasana ended up being 2 weeks later. She said, I want it for my chasana, I want it 2 weeks later. So I'll tell you why this is much worse. And this is Barfet Ravinasha caught the problem over here. That, you know, the island gets caught up in, you know, people, I borrowed for the chasana, I borrowed for the day, you know, all the lundish things, you know, you declare what the shayla was on. But he said that the whole shayla of Shimon Aleph is only once you made a kinyan on the chayfas. If you didn't make a kinyan, so it's nothing. It's just
chosi
amana.
Oh, she didn't take the dress?
She didn't take it yet. So if she took it, then that's already a much better shayla. And even there, I think that the psak should be that I said I was going to borrow for that day. They had someone else lined up, so you would have to be going to give it back. She can't say, "Oh, I borrowed."
That's the story.
They ask you what the story is.
So she wouldn't take it. Then what?
So then it's just dibur.
And dibur, and that's mechusamana.
So mechusamana.
Mitzad who?
Mitzad the mach.
מה שחוזר, אני אגיד שהוא עומדי סטייט, חסות לו. זה לא מחוסר למונו.
ממילא הוא עומדי חוסר למונו.
לא, לא,
כל כך.
Prevent everybody from taking
the Tula Chasana? No, he doesn't have it in Tula Chasana, but by her Chasana. She wants it. He's there to be the
Tula Chasana.
She has this one. Exactly. I'm asking.
I didn't hear that.
But you want to say, listen, I'm grubby for Shima Mal Shiles. What do you want from me? Anyway, so.
Yeah. She was a renter. She rented the gown from the Mach. And there was a ring, so she's still going to pay for Chas.
Oh, you mean the
shmei? She raised the whole chassid.
She said,
either I'll pay you anything or I get it from my chassid.
And that is happening, but she made a kinyan on it. She signed the contract.
She paid already?
I don't know. Or
she did.
This is Swiss Talfwood Shiloh. She paid already, so we roughly get the money back. But if she didn't pay yet, but she paid. It's gonna be hard to get back. I couldn't believe that it was true, but you never know that there was a bris. I said it was last week. There was a bris last week. And that he was bad. He wanted to know what the halachas. He wasn't the Baldover Bachal. But he said he's by a priest, and in walks the mile, and Lamaisa, the mile, they're waiting for the Chashma Sandik to come. The Sandik didn't come, wasn't there on time. So the mile said, listen, I have another bris that I have to go to. I gave them the time that I said I was going to be there. Ichtaf game, what am I supposed to do? I have to go to the other bris. Said, well, after I finish that bris, I'm going to come back here. And I'm going to and I'll do the bris. So the guy said to Rabbi Eben said, you know, one of my sisters, the Masada's not here. Go to the other bris. In the meantime, the Moyle went to the other bris, and the Sandik came to the first bris, and the Sandik now was waiting. Right. The Sandik is Ish Choshev Moed, and he's going to be waiting for the bris. He's waiting. So, the Aviyah Ben is Lachutz Ma'ot. And it happens to be that there's another mile there. So the Aviyah Ben told the other mile said, listen, if I see her or whatever, maybe if you want, I'll just do the Mila. So the second mile did the Mila. The second mile came back.
Yeah.
And was Fartainet.
You can't charge for bris anyways.
Zayar Fartainet. That the bris was on already.
He's not in charge.
At the end of the day.
What is
it? It could be. You have to be Mavar. It could be. Since he was Lachlan.
You're right.
And the bris was done. Someone comes in by the attendant. He says, "Why are you coming? Rabbi Yosha's calling up. I would know that on time." That's a mana. He tells you make up a time, or he was the point.
I'm not sure. That's the old outer shaila. Outer shaila. Whether you're the chakra.
Oh.
You.
She told us 15.
Everyone knows every bris is at 9 o'clock. It's only 9:15. So if you start at 9 o'clock, you're a shakri.
What?
As I typed your Yitzchak.
What?
So if you say 9 o'clock sharp...
You say sharp, then fine.
Cut sharp.
If you don't say 9 o'clock sharp...
That's 4:15 sharp.
You did?
Sharp.
Pretty much.
Very
good. So pretty much better than that. That was good. I always say that if you write on the invitation that the chuppah is 6:30 and it starts before 7:15, you're a shaker. Unless it says, proper. I don't say it. Rav Asher asked me if it's true that Yitzchak says it. They record said it. Yeah, because I asked him to be a tzaddik one time by one of my kids, and Rav Asher was like, you should know that I can't complete the first seder. He says, you know, the whole thing, you have to mount start. You know, he also gave me atzhoros, chamburos, that you have to start on time. So I was also lochot. I'm usually, you know, kind of hard. I'm not so lochot by the person anymore. But when Rav Asher was a tzaddik, he made me very lochot, because he said that, you know, you have to make sure the moil's there, and if it's going to be late, you know, you're always nervous. And he's done it before, ki yadua. He just leaves. He tells you before. He says, "I have to be. I can't come after 9:20, whatever it is."
What?
I think he comes late some days, but he's a shear. But he's there. I don't know if it has to do with the riffy. It has to do more with himself. Yeah. So he said, "If you come, he asked me when I asked him to be the tzaddik, he wanted to know if it's true that you're a chakran." I told him that I'm not sure if he says. He sometimes says it in the derech vitz, or it could be that he's ernst. It's true. It's definitely not. If people think that you're going to start later and you're not, so it's not right for sure. No, I think. People want to come? I didn't believe the guy thought that the person was making up a story. Rabbi Baum told me that he carries around the pocket knife. That's more common to do in Iran. That's not the case.
Yeah, that's the Shabbos.
It says it has a scissor, it has a knife, and it's a probe. Just in case, you never know.
He showed me.
I don't know if he was joking, but he has a pocket knife with him, all the tools in it.
Not sure.
Tools of the trade. I told him you don't use that. I don't know. That's what he told me. Don't know. Anyway, so I guess you can get pulled in. One time I was a Bachar, I got pulled in as a spectator to a bris. But it was like it was a Manda Maisa there. Huh? No, it was like somewhere in Sharm, and he said someone came out of one of the, you know, one of these tiny shows in there and pulled in. And there was, you know, they were doing a bris the chetef, and the mile didn't scream bris kaidish, he screamed bris namzer.
Who's there? That's true.
That's what they do, I guess.
Your macro is good.
The love is macro is mamzer,
yeah. My bris.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What do you say?
They wanted to be there, but they didn't.
As much sin as you can do. Anyway, shine. Okay. So that's the story with the person. Apoponim. So So right, that was the, so that's in Mishnah Avachas said that that Maisa with the girl with the Simos Kala that he paskins that she has no right to go ahead and take it, especially since she never made a kinyan. Okay, let me just. This is a sugya that's not. It's more. It's the achronim shtel on it more for the love of the shabbai. It's a sugya of parashula tachuva achua. So there's two halakim to the sugya. The first thing is that hinichah mavien parashula mishtam shemakol yimei she'elta. That like I mentioned just a couple minutes ago, that your mishtam shemakol yimei she'elta. Even though the father didn't, the father's no longer here, but the kids have a right to go ahead and use it. There's a great chiddush over here that the Rishonim speak out, that the kids, even if they use it, they don't have the din of a shayel. Why? Because they never accepted upon themselves shibud of a shayel. This is from the trivia questions in Hilchos Shayel that are asked. How do you ever have a shayel that's not chayav in einsim? Besides the classic Tanai, the classic Bible Vimai, a real shayel without anything, you're not chayav in einsim. The answer is a yerush. A yerush is not chayav in einsim because he never accepted himself as a shayel. So he's allowed to use it because of the kinyan that his father had in it. But the Rishonim speak out, the Rosh, Rajah, Ramban, that even though you're not a shayel, but Hashem is suffering, you're at least going to be. Because the tip of Hanos Ishtamshos is kill you're getting paid to wash the chayfets. So mainly you have a din of Hashem Esacher, therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, they have a din of Hashem Esacher, even if you're not Nishtamishman. So that's one halacha, that a Yerush is able to use a chifetz hashol that he knows is bar, that he knows that was bar by the father. I know that. That's a trick question over here. He's allowed to use it because the father is Kinyan Shaylon, so the kids are able to use it.
I'm Hashem is Tafer, that I cannot use it. He's able to use it, but he's no longer around.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to use it because
of the Tafer. Use it, and then he puts it away.
Because he never, so the Hashem is because he never accepted himself.
He can't use it.
No. No, no, no.
What do I think you have to do? You have to sort of, if you want to actually use it, better to set it
to the set point of the Shnei or something. No, so there are Rishonim that says Yechayiv, that says Yechayiv. There's Rabbis that says Yechayiv, but you don't pass it, it's a Pi-Yu by itself. It's a Rabbis. But the Rosh spoke out that if the Mashal wants, he can say that I'm not letting you use it unless you're Makabal yourself. Shachiv by itself. That he can do. The mashal is a right to make him a shayla.
That's
his chayfet. It's not true. That's a shayla. If the emsa, when someone is a shem or sachar, can I say that if you want to use it, I'm going to make you a shayla. You can use it, but I'm making you a shayla. If he says fine, so then he's mechuyev to go ahead and do that. Same thing over here. From now on, if you want to use it, I'm going to make you a shayla.
I don't think that's a dissimilar thing.
Why not?
It's here, it's worse. Here, in fact,
you're not changing the
mindset? Yeah, the father wants a shayla, so you can go back to that.
So anyway, the mashal is right to go ahead and switch it up. That's one halacha. The second halacha that's discussed over here is chashu shushal avim tavku v'achnu. Okay, we think it's the father's, and they went ahead and they were teveach it and they ate it. So it says mishamad v'ibasu v'zayel. You paid v'ibasu v'zayel. V'ibasu v'zayel. You paid v'ibasu v'zayel. That means that they never would have shechted knowing that if they thought that they would have to pay for it, right? So whenever that's the case, so you only pay the Meibas Rizal. Meibas Rizal means that, and this is Stami Yisrael, that not if a person can't afford it, doesn't want to spend the money, he wouldn't buy the meat, Bechal. But if the meat is 33% off, then it would be then something that he would buy at such a discount, something that he would buy. So here, even if he tied us, I never would have eaten the meat. But the Maisa, for 33% off, he would have eaten the meat. So therefore, you have to pay the Meibas of the soil, and you have to give the R back to the Bailin, and that's what the Yisrael are mechuyev to do. The whole way with the
paying less than the price of the meat cost, that's the actually paying of
the market value of the meat.
Less than the market value of meat.
Right. That's the chiddush of the Meibas of the soil. You have that in different places where a person doesn't realize what he was having, that you're able to get to take a discount off of the thing. There's a whole ring with the R that says that, or you get back to the Bible, there's a chiddush shekasma over here that the sma is mechadish, that really you're not mechuyev to give the R back because you're kind of the R b'shinoi. So the main, why was the shinoi that you're mashedit and you were tevech the animal? So that's when you're kind of the R b'shinoi. This is sma, a close like a idea that sma holds even without das to be geizel, still you're able to be kind of b'shinoi. This is the chetza. This is yedua d'gezach. But the sma over here says that the etzem chetza the shinoi gives you kinani zeila on the chechens.
You don't need
das? Because he doesn't mean to steal it already. He thinks it's his.
How is
it? How's it work? Yeah. So the Sma says that Shinui is a Metzius. That's what the Sma holds. I should have said in the Sidus both say over here, they argue very stark on the Sma. They say, Kinoni Zelavada means das, you have to be Bezel, and then doesn't make a Shinui. In order for a Shinui to really take effect, a Shinui without Kinoni Zela has no taken. So it's a chalik, the smach says in the sivet, what the lomdus of shinoi is by Zeila.
In Maran
Sukkah,
when it talks about the Van Kriyot, it says shinoi happened only because you want to steal it?
Yeah, Van Kriyot stole it, that's the whole thing.
Right, he knows. If they
everyone knows, that's the whole thing. The Van Kriyot, they stole the thing.
That's why you should do so on. But if you didn't, at the time they didn't, until the Gemara said that the Van Kriyot, the
Vakri
stole it. The
Shinoi
would have
worked by
itself.
So
he doesn't say that it has to be
anywhere. The Pashto says you need das. You know, you want to say that the Vakri didn't know. The Vakri knew. Stam a Vakri, he went into someone else's shul. He cuts out of das and whatever. Well, Chinese, you stole it. You don't need das to make a Shinoi. You have to know that you're stealing something. That's all. Once you steal something, a Shinoi is going to give you a kinyan. But if you don't have kinyan exam on something because you don't realize you're stealing it. Like these poor Yisraelim, they don't realize it. They thought it was their father's. I stole it. Well, I was mazik. You're chayfet. There's no shaykhs to Gneva. Shinoi is a din in Gneva. Shinoi is not a din in mazik. That's a problem. That's the effect of the ksais in the seeps over here. It's a bomb. One rule is it's a smile. It's a sure smile. I never stole the chifetz. It's like I went to your shul and I killed the thing. I'm kind of the thing. If you say shaman, we don't know you're not kind of it. Shaman lemazik, you know you're not kind of the chifetz. If you're gazlan, you're kind of it. So it's a different story. Okay, that's not a zaitis idea. But the main rate over here is the last line, and I guess I'll end with this. The member of Rava fears eyes, that Rava said that the father was the Christ the Chasim, so then the Ar Mechuyev to pay. So this is the Shaila in the Gemara, whether the Chiyuv of She'ela starts with the Shash She'ela, or the Chiyuv of She'ela, that means that once you borrow something already, there's a Chiyuv, there's Shiva Nechasim already from then, where the Shiva Nechasim only happens, it was called the Shas of the Einzim. Now, Papa held the Chiyuv Einzim, the old Chiyuv She'ela is only called the Shas Einzim, and there's a time in the Gemara that the Chiyuv She'ela even starts at the time of the She'ela. The Rosh, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins says, that the Chiyuv Shiva Nechasim is called at the Shas of the Shas Einzim. That's why you only by tavchua you're mechuyev to pay. But if it died, it was meisa kedarka. So since it was meisa kedarka, and when einus happened, and there's the only reason the person that would be mechuyev over here is the father, not the kids. So mamela, you're gonna be pater sin because they're not shayla. If you're tafku, you're mechuyev. So the shayla is, why by tafku are you mechuyev to pay? What did the kids do wrong? So the Rosh speaks out that the Mishnah brings down that the reason why the kids are mechuyev to pay is because from the fathers of Christ Nechasim, even though the father's no longer here, is because the father was really mechuyev to pay. Because of the pshia of the father, the kids shechted it. What was the pshia of the father? The father was peshe by not telling them that it was a chifat shol. That's what the Rosh says. And that's what most of the Mefarshim bring down. That the reason why halacha lemaisa chay by tficha is because the tchilas of pshia sefer v'aynes. The aynes resulted directly from the pshia that the father didn't tell them it was chayv shol. That's why they shechted it. So your chayv hashekim when it died by aynes, since the aynes didn't happen because of the pshia that the father perpetrated, so mainly you're not going to be chayv, you're going to be putter on the thing that happened.
That's called
yosef
people. That's called
tchilas of
pshia sefer v'aynes.
No, tchilas of pshia.
That's
tchilas of pshia, and the aynes happened to him also. So his chayv that he borrowed. Right, so the chiv is to be borrowed. So the male shiv nachasim is, since the chiv is chal from back then from the shas pshiach, so shiv nachasim kicks in. That happened from the shas pshiach. That's the reason why I went to chul yiruchiv to pay. So the achronim are very busy over here. Who kind of already the shach asks over here what's going on? What kind of shiach the father's mechuyav to tell the kids? Knew he was going to die. Like, you know, what's the story over here? Shach wife Shler, he says the Iker is like the Rambam. I'll tell you what the Rambam Shiva is in a second. Mishamelchas, and the Sivas has. All of them ask that why should that be called the Pshiva? Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa is hard not to say that. Hazashim Shulchan Aruch is no other day it brought down because the Shitas of Rambam is you're chayin even if an Idas happens. So they all ask the Rambam, what's from the Rambam? How can the Rambam pass it out of your Papa? The Papa saw it says Shiva Machas is chalim shas ensen, not from the Shas Sheva. So that's a big problem. All the Shach has a mahalach to answer it up. The Mishael Melch has a mahalach to answer it up. The Zanisim has a mahalach to answer it up. You know, this is more the wonders of the Sugya. How exactly to Miyashu the Rambam in the Sugya's HaGemara. Halacha L'maisa, though, we don't pass like the Rambam. We say that if an Einus happens later on, it was Mesa Kadarka, the Yishayim are going to be Pater, the Yarshim are going to be Pater. And if it's Tavchula, the Yarshim are going to be Chayiv because of the Pshia that happened. There's another basic kasha that Rikki Vager asks and Sivas asks, and they all say that the piece over here that the Yisem have right to use it, and we said we mentioned before, is only when the Yisem were sent from Al Shulchan. If the Yisem were not sent from Al Shulchan Aviyim, Mechtesi, that the Shoyal, whatever, what Mechtesi have right to give it to them. One of the big kashas is that it's like Shemesh Masl Shemer, Viburi Gairi Shemirasai. That's also to go ahead and give it to the second person. Why? Because the father is the Shoyal. Kids are Shemer Sachar. So he's never masking to do something like that. And Lamai the Var is, we're talking about Tzemech al Shulchana. Since Tzemech al Shulchana, we have Kol HaMashal Adas Ishtu Uvanu Vul Mashal. So mainly the halacha is going to be that's the reason why it's mutter for the kids to use it. But even where the kids are stam, they moved out of the house, they're no longer part of the immediate family, and things that the father has by his house not necessarily is something the kids can use, then the kids, the Kivanger and the Nasir, will say that has no, that the kids are not able to go ahead and to use the chayfets. Okay, we will stop here. The next end of the rest of the simid is when you borrow something, betuva, these are not such chiyatika things, I should finish it up. And I want to give Amar Mekhems in Asher Rashay Lahashil and Sheila on the Sheila Yadul Mitzvahs when he goes for Bez Hashem Sunday. We'll get on with it.
Okay.
Huh?